The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Tyson Stockton.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Tyson Stockton from Previsible.io, and joining me today is Alex Silverberg, friend of the podcast and also president and SEO strategist at AP SEO. With a decade of industry experience serving B2B, B2C, e-commerce websites, AP SEO's mission is to empower business owners to make more informed decisions about their digital marketing future. Yesterday, Alex and I talked about how to optimize for SGE, and today we're going to continue the conversation by discussing the importance in taxonomy for a large website.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
All right. Here's my conversation with Alex Silverberg, SEO strategist and president at AP SEO. Alex, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again. Happy to talk SEO with you again. I really enjoyed our conversation last time, so happy to dive in.
Yeah, it's always good to talk shop with you. I feel like you left the listeners with a bunch of great advice and tips. So if anyone didn't check out the previous episode, go ahead and check the previous episode in whatever you're listening to this on. But today, I feel like we have, at least for me, it is an SEO podcast. So I think for a lot of listeners out there, an interesting topic. You're calling out the importance of taxonomy for large websites. And without even knowing the content that we're going to get into, I'm already excited for you to call out kind of this, because I think this is such a key area for large websites. But maybe for the listeners out there, whether, you know, maybe they haven't done SEO at the enterprise level in a large website, or maybe, you know, they're just kind of settling into a new role, like working on it. How would you communicate or kind of describe why taxonomy is so critical at the enterprise level or in any large website?
Yeah, and I think this is a really important topic for us to discuss, not only for SEO, but marketing as a whole, because taxonomy is just another word for site architecture. It's how you organize your site. And you notice that I didn't have any SEO buzzwords in there or anything, and it is something that's super important for SEO, but honestly, it affects all parts of your business, especially if you're a large website. So it's really, really important for you to think about this very deeply, not too deeply where you kind of run yourself in circles, but really think about your product catalog and what you're offering and how do you organize that? How does it make sense for the user and also the search engines? And how do you just want to categorize your site? What do you want the experience to be of someone just navigating and trying to find what they're looking for?
Absolutely. And what would be some common elements of good taxonomy versus bad taxonomy?
And that's a great question. So let's think about what happens when you don't have good taxonomy. Without proper taxonomy, users are going to have a very frustrating time navigating your site, and it's possible that they're going to miss your most important pages. It's not going to be a good experience for them, and at the end of the day, it's probably not going to be a good experience for the search engines as well. Similarly, if your taxonomy isn't organized properly, it's possible that you're going to miss the full value from the search engines on that. It's going to miss important relationships between your pages, and the users are probably not going to be able to find what they're looking for, and that's going to be not good for anyone. You're not going to hit your sales goals. You're not going to hit your leads goals. It's just going to not be a good thing. But when taxonomy makes sense, people are able to find what they're looking for. They're able to convert the way they want to convert. The search engines are able to understand the relationship between your pages. They're able to understand why you put something here and why you put something there. They're able to attribute value between these pages. There's a lot of things that are very helpful for search as well as users when you do have proper taxonomy.
Absolutely. Now, I feel like in the positives or like the good examples, you kind of hit on some elements around what your website's about. And I assume with this, we're referencing kind of topical authority. And I feel like this is a really critical element in the large websites, being that one, there's probably a variety of topics that you're, you know, needing to show your expertise on. But I think like the connection and interaction between pages and how each page is not necessarily operating in isolation is a really significant factor. So maybe if you could just elaborate a little bit more on how taxonomy can play into this concept of topical authority.
Sure. And I agree. Topical authority is not something we talk about enough in the SEO space. I think we talk a lot about good content and quality content and stuff like that, but it's all tying into topical authority. How authoritative are you on a specific subject? How can that extrapolate throughout your site? And that's where taxonomy helps. Let's take an example of an e-commerce website. Let's say you have an apparel landing page and you are talking all about the products you sell. You say, hey, I have this, I have that. I sell shoes, I sell hats, I sell shirts. And you're talking about your manufacturing process, you're talking about your materials that you use and everything like that. That is showing that you know what you're talking about in terms of apparel, and this is probably a quality product that people want to buy. Now, let's say that page just lived on its own. That's cool. That's fine. I think it's going to be helpful. But because this is your apparel landing page, right, you're able to link out and to push that value of your expertise to other pages that are related to that. So let's take the example of like women's clothing. You could have a women's clothing landing page from there, right? Or a men's clothing landing page. And then you could talk about women's clothing and men's clothing, the same level of expertise and information that you would on that apparel landing page. From there, you could talk about men's jeans or women's jeans, same thing. And all these pages are related to each other. So it's kind of funneling all that great information and that great value from that apparel page, and you're building off of that, right? You're going to other pages within that, and you're showing like, hey, not only do I sell great apparel, but I sell great men's clothing, I sell great men's jeans, and all these things are related. And the machine can see that with good taxonomy with certain elements that you put in there. So I'd love to talk about what that looks like and how you can really put taxonomy to work within that.
Let's do it. Like, I'm on board. What does it look like?
So yeah, let's follow the example. Let's continue on this clothing website here. So the first tip I'd have is really make sure your taxonomy makes sense, right? Your men's jeans page is not going to be living within the women's clothing landing page, stuff like that. So let's talk about URL structure. URL structure is a really great way to implement our taxonomy here in having optimized folder structure within your slugs, right? So let's talk about that men's jeans page. The slug would look something like /apparel/men's clothing/jeans. So what this is going to do for you is it's going to help the search engine discover and relate all the paths of this folder. Your general apparel page, which we have the example from before, very much built out, very much has topical authority. The men's clothing page, also built out, and then the men's jeans page. This proper taxonomy helps all these pages get discovered just by the URL and helps pass that value in between that. So that's really cool. So yeah, you definitely have that value through the URL structure and the slugs here too. But not only that, you can really reinforce this by breadcrumbs on all these pages too, right? So you kind of have two signals to the machine like, hey, all these pages are related and all these pages are good and they all have topical authority. So for that example I had there, the breadcrumb would look something like home, caret apparel, caret men's clothing on the jeans page. And what the machine's going to do is it's going to continue to crawl those links between that. It's going to understand the relationship. And you're also going to provide the user a place where they can find what they're looking for and kind of go back and forth.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Absolutely. And again, you hit on a lot of key components here. Like one, you're illustrating out how a proper taxonomy can help facilitate for like stronger topical authority. You're creating easy paths for the user. You're also creating those additional crawl paths, ensuring, you know, that all the pages, at least desired pages, are being indexed accordingly. And you also were giving kind of the additional follow through on having the breadcrumbs, which obviously the breadcrumbs, you're, again, to your point, painting more of like the structure of the website for search engines, but you're also adding those additional links to those other pages. Tell me a little bit more about linking, and also, you know, how does like the navigation menu play into this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think something that's super, super important for taxonomy for a large website. Because you're going to have a ton of pages. They're not all going to make it to the navigation, nor would I recommend they all make it to the navigation. One of the main issues I've seen with a lot of sites is they want to overstuff the navigation. They think that this is the only place the user is going to look. This is the only place the machine is going to look for these links, and just try to make it as comprehensive as possible. But if you do that, you're really providing a bad site experience if your site is large enough, right? For a smaller site, it may be all right. But if you have a lot of products, it's going to look overwhelming and it's going to seem a little spammy, to be honest with you. So in drawing up your navigation, you may be tempted to put any and all of the site's taxonomy there for users and search engines. But it's really important to know that if it's not there, you can put it elsewhere on the site. And that's where we get into some of these internal linking, right? So think about the low performing categories that still generate some revenue, but are not as important as your bigger pages, right? Try to think about how can you internally link these on your more important pages? Are they related? Does it provide context to these pages? So going back to our apparel example, maybe we don't have women's hats on the navigation, right? But we have it on our apparel landing page or our women's clothing landing page. That provides a place for the user to find the link and for the search engines to find the link as well. At the end of the day, you really want to key in on your most important categories and pages and be sure that that is present on your navigation. Anything that you really are not including there, those are candidates for increased internal linking, not only through site elements like carousels and image slides, but also things like in the content itself, just writing a description there and linking to the appropriate categories within that.
And across all of this, I feel like one of the big takeaways that I would have, or like points that I would want to emphasize with this, is you're really unlocking a lot of the opportunity at scale within a large website. Like, you're never going to be able to just manually, you know, have internal links to every single page and doing like kind of one-offs from it. But I think the big takeaway from this is, with a proper taxonomy and structure to the site, then you're really able to scale, whether it's internal linking or a lot of other practices. So I feel like this, for the SEOs out there, is like one of the key concepts to really dive into and lean into hard for operating SEO at scale.
Exactly. Your taxonomy should be one of your top three considerations when building your website, outside of user experience, design / speed. Like, this is such an important element because, quite frankly, it's how users are going to experience your site. And it's how the search engines are going to view your site as well. It's very, very difficult to come back from a bad taxonomy without redoing it completely. But there are some things you could do if your taxonomy is a little wonky.
Absolutely. Any other final thoughts that you'd want to leave with the listeners?
Sure. Let's follow up on that point. Let's say your taxonomy is not good, for lack of a better term, right? This is a very common scenario for a lot of SEOs that are maybe hired within an organization that's a little more old school, that's coming from a e-commerce print catalog background, right? Where it's just kind of old school taxonomy where search was not considered here. And from here, I want to tell the SEOs, leverage your sitemaps. It's going to be very important. It's going to give you a lot of good information. And by that, I mean both your XML sitemaps and your HTML sitemaps. So make sure you submit XML sitemaps of all of your pages, products, whatever it is, by different categories. Create these individual sitemaps. That way you can see what Google's doing with these products. It can let you know of like, hey, because of my taxonomy, it's not really finding any of this stuff, and maybe I need to work more on internal linking or something like that. Past that, utilizing HTML sitemaps to link to pages not found on default landing pages or navigation is a great tip. I've also seen this be very effective with website migrations, right? Where we want to really push the URLs that aren't being found or something like that. And what this can do is it can provide you a tool to follow up on the XML sitemap information, right? So if, for example, you have an XML sitemap for your women's hats, like we had before, and you see that none of these products are being picked up, it may make sense to create a de facto HTML sitemap, which can look from everything from like a hub and spoke page to a blog post or new landing pages. Really, it's up to you how you want this to look. What makes it an HTML sitemap is ensuring that all the links are on that page and they can be found that are going to reinforce your taxonomy and help the machine understand what your site is doing a little bit better.
Excellent. Those are some key gems for all the listeners out there. Alex, greatly appreciate the time and the insights that you've been sharing with the listeners. I hope we get the opportunity to have you back on the podcast and share some more insights with the listeners. But with that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. Thanks again to Alex Silverberg, SEO strategist and president at APSEO, for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with Alex, give him a shout. His LinkedIn profile is in our show notes, or you can also contact him on Twitter, where his handle is at Alexander-Silverberg, or go on over and visit his company's website at apseo.co.
Okay. Thanks to Tyson Stockton, our guest host. If you'd like to get in touch with Tyson, you could find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is Tyson_Stockton. Or if your team is interested in SEO consulting or organizational education, you can always head to their company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShaap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.